everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Danny Morrell Show. This is an exciting one for us. It's the first time that we're using all of our incredible new lighting and video equipment. This is all temporary, what you see right now. We are preparing an incredible studio to produce for you a weekly show that helps you to grow in every area of your life. And if you haven't figured this out by now, one of the things that we are dedicated to here on the Danny Morrell Show is providing you content that helps you improve what's going on in here and in here. If you can improve what's going on in here and in here, what goes on in here will get a lot better, right? And I think that that's a lot something that a lot of people get confused, right? They get that confused. They don't understand that money is very simply a reflection of the value that you are bringing to planet Earth, of the value that you're bringing to your customers, of the person, the human being that you are, right? So if you want to increase your money, if you want to increase your business, if you want to increase what's happening with the amount of clients that you get, you first got to increase yourself. And that's why I respect the fact that you're joining us right now live on the show. If you're joining us right now on Facebook, I'm actually watching you right here. Let me know that you're out there. Tell me your name and your state, please. I've got my trusty little iPad here, and I can actually see what's going on. So let me know your state and your name, please. And it's another great way for you to connect with other like-minded individuals as well. Let's get started. I want to respect your time. I know that you're taking away time from your business, from your family to be here. And what I was just saying is I respect the fact that you are investing in your growth. We are excited about this. We do this on a weekly basis live, and we do it for one purpose, and that's to help you. So a couple of things while we're getting started here. If you're just joining us on Facebook, let me know your name and what state you're joining us from and what industry you're in. Name, state, and industry. And I'm able to watch all of you guys right here so I can interact with you guys. Instagram, you guys do the same. It's a great way for you to meet like-minded people that might be close by to you. A couple of great posts this week on Instagram and on Facebook. And I'm going to first start with this one. Stop being attached to what people think, and you'll become the hunted versus the hunter. Stop being attached to what people think, and you'll become the hunted versus the hunter. People, listen to me right now. I'll tell you one of the things that is going to help you increase your income, increase your ability to generate new leads, and that is for you to stop being so attached to what people think about you. I'm going to say that again. Stop being so attached to what people think about you. Stop being so attached to what happens when you go out there and make an effort, right? If you look up a baseball player, for example, right? My brother just brought this up yesterday. That's what it came to my mind. If you look up a baseball player, when they strike out, for the most part, the best baseball players, what do? They just walk away. You look at the best baseball players when they hit a home run, what do? Just hit a home run and walk around the bases. If you look at a rookie, or if you look at a baseball player that isn't that great, you know, when they strike out, they get mad, they get pissed off, they get, yes or no, this is what happens. When they hit a home run, it's like if they've never hit a home run ever in their lives. It's like the celebration goes off. Why? Because they're attached to the outcome. And so when you're attached to the outcome, when you're attached to what people think, guess what happens? You are hunting for business. Think about this. You are hunting for business versus people hunting you to come and help them. If you're live right now, anywhere right now, just please, just for kicks and giggles, I'm working on my bad words right now, right? I want you to let me know, do you want to be the hunted or the hunter? Doesn't matter who you are right now, do you want to be the hunted or the hunter? Share it with me on Facebook right now. You want to be the hunted or the hunter? Think about that. Next post. This was a good one on Instagram. You guys love this one. This is these students reacting to finding out that they were all going to go see Black Panther. And I'm sure you guys got a kick out of that. I got something like 3,000 views, this video that I posted. And what I loved about it, I wrote down, imagine if we were all this free, this happy, this unattached of what others think. Free to just go for it without hesitation, without worry, or without concern. this beautiful group of kids brought a smile to my face, and I thought I'd share it with you guys, because whatever you're going through, it's not that serious. Let loose and let it go. It reminds me right now, as you guys can tell, we're a little bit late with the show, right? And the cameras weren't working. And, you know, to be honest with you, maybe things should bother me a little bit more. They don't bother me. Nick got all nervous. My other cameraman got all nervous. To be honest with you, I mean, what are we going to do about it? We can't control it, right? It wasn't working. We started the show. The audio wasn't working. No big deal, right? The more that you kind of just like let loose and let joy come into your life, the less that things bother you and the more that you become the hunted versus the hunter. I got a whole bunch of people writing hunted, 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 hunted. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And the next post, number three, this was a big one. It's not about what happens to you. It never will be. For the rest of your freaking life, people, for as long as you're in business, it never will be about what happens to you. Can I tell you why? Because the things that you don't like that happen to you are going to continue to happen. People are going to continue to let you down. Deals are going to continue to fall apart. Appointments are going to continue to cancel. It is never, ever, ever about what happens to you. It is always about how you react to what happens to you. I'm going to say that again. It is never about what happens to you. It is always about how you react to what happens to you. The best of the best in your industry, the best of the best in business, the best of the best in the world at whatever it is that they do, they have learned to do one thing, and that is manage their emotions, manage their expectations, and manage the meanings that they give to things. Write that down, please. Manage your emotions, manage your expectations, and manage the meanings that you give to things. And so what I mean by that, guys, and I'm going to end with this post and we'll go into to today's show, I mean that, listen, things are always going to happen. The way you're going to grow as a human being, which eventually affects your business, is to understand that you got to learn to fix and adjust and improve the meanings that you give to those things that happen, right? If somebody lets you down, or if somebody walks away, or if somebody doesn't come through, or if a deal falls through, guess what? You can't cry over or get upset over something that you never had. So you got to learn to manage the expectation. You got to learn to manage the meaning and the attachment that you have to things, right? As a matter of fact, if you're watching me on Facebook, yeah, I'm getting a lot of thumbs up right now. If you're watching me on Facebook right now, I just got to ask you real fast, what's one thing that you can get better at managing the meaning that you give to it? You all know there's one downfall. There's one thing that gets you like down and out or gets you bummed out or whatever the case may be. What's one thing, guys, that you can learn? You can say, you know what? Okay, Danny, you know, I hadn't thought about it that way. You know, maybe from now on when this happens, right, let me know what that thing is. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I won't be so upset anymore. Maybe I'll just realize that that's always going to happen. And as long as I keep getting all bent out of shape about it, I'm never going to grow as a business person. However, if I can learn to make adjustments, if I can learn to make adjustments with how I'm attached to things, then maybe I can become stronger. Maybe it won't bum me out as much. And maybe instead of wasting 2 to 3 days to a week to a month in a mental funk, maybe I can just keep on keeping on. Tell me what that is. Right, Stephanie, manage the meanings that you attach to things. Boom. Let me know what that is. I'd love to hear from you guys. We got David from California joining us. A bunch of you guys from Irvine, from Utah, Brent Graves. Shout out to all of you guys. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's get started with today's lesson, everybody. Oh, listen, Relentless. I know that I promised you we were going to announce the the fifth speaker this Monday. I'll tell you what happened. The contract is not inked just yet. And I just feel a little bit uncomfortable announcing that without the contract written, right? So Ed Milet is in, Gerard Adams is in, Andy Frisella is in. But for these last two, these are big, big, big nationally recognized names. And so the final one, our keynote speaker, which I'm really, really excited about, is done. I just want to wait to announce that one last. So it looks like I'll be announcing both of them back to back here pretty soon. If you haven't already done so, Get your tickets. Go to relentlessevent.com. We've got a brand new website coming up. And we look forward to seeing you all there July 11th and 13th. Guys, anticipation. Write this down, please. I looked up the meaning of anticipation. Anticipation is what you look forward to, what you expect, or what you predict will occur. Write that down. Anticipation, what you look forward to, what you expect, or what you predict will occur. And the best way that I can give you this example is just what's in front of me. You guys can't see this right now. If you're on Instagram, maybe you could just kind of turn it around, right? My desk, my entire office, I got rid of it. I sold all of it because we're literally going to create a studio in here. What I am anticipating is creating the number one business podcast in the world. That's what I'm anticipating. So if I'm anticipating something that big, well, then I can't do the podcast anymore looking into a MacBook. Does that make sense, everybody? Does that make sense? Just type me a yes if you're watching live. Does this make sense? See, if I'm anticipating creating the best of something in the world, well, I can't be using cheap equipment. Right? I can't. Nick, my nephew, walks in today and goes, is this like ours? Yeah, we bought it all. It's all ours. Right? New super duper MacBook, new beautiful cameras, new lighting. We got a custom desk coming. We got this beautiful, incredible whiteboard coming where I can draw and teach to you guys. Why? It's because of my anticipation. Because of my anticipation. That's why. It's because of what I see in the future. It's because what I'm predicting will occur. It's because of what I'm looking forward to. So then people ask me all the time, Well, wait a minute. So what does that mean? It means simple. It means that when you anticipate a big future, you're willing to step up in a big way. I'm going to say that again. When you're anticipating a big future, you're willing to step up in a big way. If you got to cut a check to buy equipment, you cut a check to buy equipment. Doesn't matter if there's revenue coming in to cover the check. Doesn't matter anything. As long as you have it, you plant the seed. You plant the seed because of what you anticipate in the future will happen. So here's what that means. I want you to really think about that. It means that if you're not investing in your business and if you're not growing your business, could it potentially be that you're not anticipating something exciting enough for your future? That's something for you to think about. See, because the reality is, guys, is when you anticipate a big future, you guard two things with everything you have. Write this down. When you anticipate a big future, you guard two things with everything you have. By the way, I think more people need to be listening to this message. If you're on Facebook, help me out. Share it and invite people. Tag them right now. When you anticipate a big future, you guard two things with everything you have. And people, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, this right here, what I'm about to show you, this is the disease of the human spirit right now, is that we let go of these two things. We give these two things to everybody and everything and every situation and every occurrence. Our two most valuable resources, we just give them away for free to whoever wants them. Write this down. Time and energy. Time and energy, people. I want you to think about this. When you anticipate a pretty crappy future, guess what? It doesn't matter. You don't have to guard this. You don't have to guard or respect your time. You sure as heck don't have to guard and respect your energy. You don't have to guard and respect what you focus on. You can feel free to do whatever it is that you want to do. Why? Because there's nothing to hold you accountable in the future. Does this make sense? There's nothing that you're looking toward that is big enough and exciting enough. So guess what? You get easily distracted by anything that happens. I'll give you a perfect example, everybody. Everybody, if you can, just write down. I see a lot of you guys are, yes, as a JT, I see you. Gus, absolutely. Just write down, I protect my time and energy. Write that down as an affirmation. Instagram, Facebook, write it down right now, wherever you are. Step out of the ego, step out of the comfort zone. The ego tells you, don't be writing nothing down. Yeah, that's why we're stuck where we're at, because we're listening to the wrong voice. Write it down. I protect my time and my energy. My time and my energy are my two most valuable resources. It's not your money, by the way. It's not your money. Many of you are stuck in mediocrity and we're stuck not growing. Why? Because we think money is our most valuable resource. No, time and energy. Many of you are afraid to invest in mentorship. You're afraid to invest in coaching. You're afraid. I can mention that I'm bringing Tom Brady, Barack Obama, and I don't know, for entertainment, Jennifer Lopez, and you still would be scared to invest $299. Which the event is kind of going to be that good, right? It's going to, Nick is like, shut up. It's going to be that kind of good, the people I got coming. But I want you to really think about this. Like, I could bring the world to you. But if you think money is the most valuable resource, and if you feel like you have, and if you have a money scarcity, guess what? I can tell you it's $199 for the event. You'll still, oh my God, it's $199. Why? Because your consciousness is off. Because you're giving away your time and energy to anything. Because you're not willing to plant the seed in the future that you see for yourself. It's because you're not anticipating something incredible, something majestic, something beautiful. You're really not anticipating. Listen, you're hoping. You're hoping. You're hoping someday you could buy your family that dream home. You're hoping someday you make it. You're hoping someday your income goes up. You're hoping someday your business grows, but you ain't anticipating it. Two different words. Two different words completely. And I know this is striking a chord, people. So let's keep moving here. Your energy, write this down. I got to protect my energy. Share it with me on Facebook. Come on, I see you guys. That's right. Rudy says scared money doesn't make money. Absolutely. Write it down. I got to protect my energy. Here's what I mean by that. I'm going to give you a couple of different examples. You see, when I'm anticipating a huge future, I got to be careful with who I surround myself with. Period, point blank. Because the wrong people will sap you of your most valuable resource, your energy. You've heard me say this before. Wherever you're at, you've heard me say this before. There's only two states that you can be in, a beautiful state and a suffering state. A beautiful state and a suffering state. Write this down on Facebook. Come on, bring it. If you want to be in a beautiful state, you need to step out in faith. I live in a beautiful state. Write it down. I live in a beautiful state. Right? And so how do you protect your energy? I'll give you a perfect example. Some of you guys call me mean. You call me cutthroat. I don't give a damn what you call me. I'm protecting my energy. If I don't protect my energy, you're literally taking food off of my kid's table. I am not going to let your stupidity take food off of my kid's table. I'll show you how. Facebook. You guys have a Facebook account. You all do, right? Absolutely, we all do. Yeah. Instagram, right? So guess what happens? When the flu season comes, what does everybody start posting? I'm sick. I'm feeling bad. Why? One reason, they want attention. How about these people that post all these negative videos of people beating each other up? How about people that constantly post when they have a problem with politics or with the president? They're constantly just discussing and arguing. How about these people that constantly post what's going wrong in their life? How about these people that constantly, and guess who's the worst one? You, because you're watching all of it. Whether you realize it or not, it's sapping you of your energy. And so for me personally, I protect my energy so much. My future that I'm anticipating is so bright. I love my family so much. If there is anything that I see that is not in alignment with the positivity that I want to feel in my heart, my mind, and soul, I delete you and I cut you. You're no longer my friend. Oh, but that's so mean. No. What's mean is me not being able to provide for my family. What's mean is not me not being able to fulfill my destiny, my God-given destiny, that vision that I see in here. That's what's mean. I'd rather protect that. And then, by the way, if you get mad at that and you come to me the right way, I'll show you and I'll teach you and I'll help you. But outside of that, I've got to protect my energy. Think about this when it comes to relationships. Think about this when it comes to what you watch. Think about this when it comes to the people around you. Think about this when it comes to what you focus on. Think about when it comes to your attachment to things. Deals fall through. Cameras don't work. Whatever. Why am I going to get upset about it? All I'm doing is I'm giving my energy away to things that are out of my control. I'm anticipating such a great future. It's very, very difficult for you to take my energy away. Just recently, here locally, I shouldn't even give it my any energy, but whatever. I'm going to use it as an example. People love to post negative things about me on Facebook. They love to make their little jabs. They love to make their little cheap shots. They love to, that's okay, it's no problem. Here locally, they just, you know, sometimes they just get a little mad or whatever. They have a negative opinion. That's okay. As a leader, I've got to protect my energy. I can't comment back. I can't respond back. I can't say anything. Why? Because I'm anticipating such a great future, I don't have the energy to give to that. My energy is focused on better things. People, guard your energy, people. Because all money is, if you want me to tell you, all money is energy. If you want to grow your money, you got to guard your energy, number one. Number two, you got to pour your energy into the right things versus the wrong things. The next thing, number two, Your time. Absolutely. Robert Watkins just put, that's called business maturity. That's called business maturity. That's exactly what that is. We'll probably talk about that next week. But it's the same thing with your time, right? The more and more that I anticipate a brighter future, the more and more that I gotta guard my time. So as a salesperson, for example, I cannot waste my time with anyone that isn't pre-qualified. If I don't anticipate a great future, guess what? I can go talk to and meet with whoever wants to meet with me. Look, I love you guys. And for the most part, I'm getting so many messages right now. It's getting to the point where it's getting kind of tough to respond to everybody. But everybody, I respond with like a thumbs up or a fist bump or whatever the case may be. I at least want to acknowledge you that I appreciate you following me and I appreciate the community that we're building right now. I really, really do. But then I got to be able to guard my time because sometimes you guys, you know, like take it a little step further. And I said, listen, there's so much that I'm giving. A lot of you are asking me for mentorship. This is mentorship. I don't got to get on the phone with you. And I don't got to walk you through a 30-minute coaching session to do. I can, but it's going to cost you $2,500. You want to pay me $2,500 for 30 minutes? That's great. If not, here's what I could recommend. Go back and watch all of the podcasts that I've ever done before. You will find all of your answers there. Got to guard my time. Think about that real fast, okay? If you can just walk away from today understanding that you must guard your time and your energy, it'll literally change your life. It'll change your business. It'll absolutely change instantly the minute that you make the decision that your time and your energy are your two most valuable resources, okay? So now, we've got a couple of minutes left in the show. This is actually my favorite part. We're going to open up for our Q&A, So if you're on Instagram or if you're on Facebook, I'd love for you to ask me whatever you're going through, whatever you need help with, and I will let you know, I'm not going to keep asking you. If you ask me, I will answer, and we will get through all of these. All right, guys? What questions do you have that I can help you with? Instagram. Nick, you're going to help me out on Instagram. What questions do you have that I can help you with? And I'll answer them to the best of my ability. We have anything on Instagram just yet? Nope. So who's the first brave soul on Facebook? Come on. There's about 70 of you watching. Jose Ruiz, time is priceless. It absolutely is.
Corey Tran asks, what advice would you give A part-time new agent.
What advice would you give a part-time new agent? The first advice that I would give you, Corey, is stop being so vague and start getting more clear. Because that is such a broad question, right? And I'm going to help you here, Corey. What advice do you want me to give you about what? About eating? About producing? About making money? About what? So this is for all of you guys. The clearer you are with your intentions in one area, the clearer you will be in your intentions in another area. Corey, I'm going to change your life right now. You need to get very, very clear with your intentions, and you need to get very, very clear with when you intend to become full-time. That's my answer. The best advice I can give you. Okay? Carlos, what is the one book that made you successful? There is not one book that made me successful. That's impossible. As a matter of fact, if I can answer that honestly, I became successful at 18 years old. I became successful the moment that I got clear with the type of man I was going to be, the type of business I was going to build. It didn't necessarily mean that I had all the answers, because you can at that age. I just knew deep in my heart who I wanted to become in the future, and I had a sense of what I wanted to look like. And then I became successful, I think, when I took that risk. At 18 years old, I was in business. I was driving my tortilla truck. I took a risk. That was a risk that I didn't see that many people around me taking. So success happened as a result of the vision that I had and the risk that I took to accomplish that vision. A book, a seminar, a coaching agreement, a mentor, those all come to support the risk and to support the decision. So there's not one book necessarily. But if you want, on the last podcast, go to the last one. I gave you three. Just off the top of my head, The Greatest Salesman in the World, The Four Agreements, and The 1 Minute Millionaire are three spot-on books. And then, spot-on books. Okay, we got one on Instagram. Facebook, I'm coming back to you next.
Mo Rosales _ Realtor asks, I want to hit 120 transactions this year with a team of four. What should I, as the leader, focus on to be the most productive?
Yeah, that's a great freaking question. Mo, number one, you need to get in coaching. Message me. Honest to God, that's the first thing you need to do. You need to humble yourself to realize that listen, guys, in business, you can do things two ways, the long way or the short way, right? And the short way is to find somebody that's done what you've done and let them mentor you and guide you. But if I were to tell you the number one thing you need to focus on is taking listings. If they're not high quality, pre-qualified listings, you absolutely do not invest your time in anything outside of that. Everything else must be outsourced. Everything else must be delegated. And in order to close 120, you're going to need to take realistically in the perfect model, if I was coaching you, 120 listings, which would mean you need to take about 10 listings a month, which would mean you need to average 2 to 3 listings a week. That's what I would do. And it's doable because that's what I do. Can I be successful working solo with no... Okay, hold on. We're getting a lot of them now, and I'm getting backed up. So hang on 1 second. Danny, I get stuck... Whoa, we're getting like a lot of them now. Okay, so what is the one? But Danny, I get stuck on not doing my follow-up religiously. My issue is that I often feel like I'm pestering people. What advice would you give me? Yeah, that's a great question. Alex, change your perspective a bit. So this changed my life. I used to feel like I was bothering people. Until one day, what I did is I started to realize, you know, the reality is that I'm the best guy out there doing the job that I do. None of my competition is better. None of them. And so as a result, if people are going to do something, if they are going to buy or sell a house, or if they are going to do something that I happen to do, the best option for them is me. And then I started developing the story a little bit deeper. I started telling myself, well, wait a minute, if the best option for them is me, then what that really means is if they choose another option, that other option could be harmful for them. And then I started to reinforce that story. Like, listen, I did that as a real estate agent, and that's what got me the 10 to 12 listings. I did that when I built my brokerage, and that's what got us. Look, if you're in Southern California right now, go look at the closed units for all brokerages in Southern California. two of our seven offices are in the top 10 right now. And the beauty is that those two have less agents than all of the other offices. And the other beauty is that those two offices don't have a national name brand. And the other beauty is that those two offices are the newest offices out of the 10. How does that happen? It's simple. I realize that I'm the best at what I do at providing the service and the training that the people need. And where did I learn that? I learned that as an agent. So Alex, to answer your question, listen, my man, you need to get clear with how great you really are. Because when you are, you're not pestering people. On the contrary, you're helping people. Okay? Great question, Alex. Great question. Shannon, I need help creating my listing presentation. Please steer me in the right direction. Shannon, you're with us. Go talk to Wendy. She can take care of that right away for you. Raul Tabarez. Raul, what's up, buddy? I know you. Can I be successful working solo and no team? Well, Raul, that depends on what your definition of success is. So, for example, just to give an idea, we have agents that we train that are no team by themselves, in some cases with no assistant, closing 40 to 50 deals a year, earning $500,000 a year. So I think that that's pretty successful. As a matter of fact, Raul, I think that you could be more successful by yourself because for a couple of different reasons, you'll be more profitable by yourself. So the answer is yes, Raul, you can become whatever you want to become. You just got to decide to become it. Okay, you got to decide to become it and you got to guard the stories that you're creating about whatever it is that you do. So yes, there's successful individuals, there's successful teams. I don't think that's what matters. I think that you got to just guard what it is that you're doing and you got to guard the meanings that you're giving to this. Okay? Instagram.
E. Jones News asks, what is one unique technique you use to get business?
E. Jones News says, what is one unique technique to get business? E. Jones, you're not going to like this. The one unique technique that I use to get business is that I don't ever look for any unique techniques to get business. I don't try to reinvent the wheel, people. I go, look, people, this is the best advice I can give you. And I'm telling you this because this is what I do. Here's the key. I go and I find people that have done what I am looking to accomplish. I knock on their door and I say, excuse me. Yeah, me. Yeah. Yoo-hoo. Hey, can I get your attention real fast? Yeah. Okay. You're really good at what you do. I eventually want to do what you do. How much would you charge me to teach me everything that you know? And then, since I'm not afraid of money, I just pull out my checkbook. I write a check. I say, here you go. When do we start? And then, on the first conversation, I shut up. And I listen to whatever they tell me to do. And then whatever they tell me to do, this is, okay, you're going to want to write this down because this is going to blow your mind. I actually do it. That's the key. That's the key. And so if you were to ask me what is the unique thing that I do to generate business, it's that I don't look for a unique thing. I look for what works for other people and I go freaking master those things. That's what I do. I keep it simple. I'm not the brightest guy in the world, guys. I'm really not. I'm really not. So I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. What I am trying to do is I'm trying to see what works and then I'm trying to get really, 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 really good at that. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to become the best at that. Hope that helps. Let's see, as busy as you are, when here's another one. Romel Sanchez writes, how do I stay on track with my goals? I want it now, but they seem so far. This is a big one. You gotta stop looking at the yearly goal and start looking at the quarterly goal and the monthly goal. So Romel, in your case, I know your goal. You're one of our clients. You want to close 30 transactions this year. I wouldn't be focused on the 30. I would be focused on what I have to do in February to be on track to hit the 30. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? We've discussed this before on this show, by the way. The minute you start looking at the big picture is the minute you go, oh my God, it seems so far away. So take that picture and break it down into bite-sized pieces and on a weekly, on a daily basis, you should have something that you need to do to make sure that you hit your weekly targets, to make sure that if you hit the weekly target, you hit the monthly target. If you hit the monthly target, you'll hit the quarterly target. If you hit the quarterly target, you will hit the yearly target. As busy as you are, what is the key to managing work and family time to be successful and happy? Michael, it's a decision. See, some of these answers you're not gonna like, but they're the truth, and I want you to listen to them over and over. Michael, the key to managing work and family time to be successful and happy is to decide that you are going to be a successful and happy businessman and family man. That's it. It's a being choice. Michael, I want you to go watch the show that I did with Claudia, my wife. It was like a year ago, but it's one of the best shows we've ever done. But the key is, Michael, there's going to be periods and phases in your life where you kind of got to go all in. And then there's going to be period and phases in your life where you could take a step back a little bit. In the peak periods and phases of your life where you got to go all in, guess what? You also need to go all in with communication. You got to be able to talk to your spouse. You got to be able to talk to your kids. I invite them and I talk to them about everything. I'll tell them, hey, guys, listen, kids, I just want to let you know I'm going to be going away for a trip for 3 days. But as soon as I get back, I'm going to take the day off and I'm going to hang out with you guys. Or the opposite, I'll take a day off or the afternoon off before, right? Or if I know I got to go for a good stretch of hard work, you know, for like a 4 or 5 day hard stretch, then I'll make sure at least one of those days I get home a little bit early and I spend time with them. But guess how why that happens? Because you make a decision that that's what you're going to be about. That's why. Okay? Instagram.
Sandy Properties asks, how would you best market yourself if you wanted to be available for the community you want to serve?
Okay, Sandy, ask me that again.
How would you best market yourself if you wanted to be available for the community you want to serve?
How would you best market yourself if you want to be available? You know, this whole time I've been wondering, like, where is that noise coming from? It's coming from the iPad. How would you best market yourself if you want to be available to the community that you want to serve?
Or the community you want to serve.
I think the first thing I would ask myself, it's so funny, I was just on this podcast this morning. All of you pay attention, please. There's three types of lead generations. There's high profit, low leverage. There's high leverage, lower profit. And there's higher profit, high leverage. That's it. And whatever anybody tells you, there's no wrong way to do it. What you got to do in this case, what is her name?
Sandy.
In this case, what you got to do is you got to first identify where you're at in your life and your business. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, we ran an ad, right, nationwide for our coaching company. Because we want to get it going. Because we believe and we know we're the best available for anybody that needs coaching in the real estate space. We know that for a fact. So now it's time to spread the message, right? And so I can go about it two ways. I can either go and start asking people to let me go speak, or where I'm at in my life, I can afford to take my money and leverage that money and run ads. So that's being honest with myself. I can afford it all day long. I can even keep putting it out there and keep putting it out there, even if nothing else comes back. I'm okay with that. But you may not be able to do that right now. You may not have that luxury. So if you want to learn how to market yourself correctly, the first thing you got to do is you got to learn to be honest with yourself, right? You got to learn to be honest with yourself. How good are your skills? How good are you at converting? If not, you need help with that, right? How good are you at going out and writing ads? If not, maybe I wouldn't do that. How much money do you have to invest in marketing? If not, I would put that aside. I would go out and I would go knock on doors and meet people. It's not what anybody nowadays wants to hear because it's called hard work. I would go out and work my tail off for 3 years doing the basics. Getting in front of as many people as I possibly can. And after 3 years, when I'm making $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year, by the way, you're never going to get there if you don't anticipate it. There's a little key. Then I could start changing and I could start running Facebook ads, which for me, if you're going to spend any money anywhere, it's on Facebook. Okay? Guys, I think I am done because I got to rest my voice. I got to get a bite to eat. And I've got a coaching webinar here at 1 o'clock. We have one. Here, I'm going to go rapid fire. I don't know how to invest, and I have $3,000 to invest. What should I invest in the short term? Nothing. That's too little. Keep going. Keep working hard. And keep saving your money. You need way more money to invest. There's not much you can do with $3,000. Just put it aside. You know what I'd invest? I'd invest in peace of mind, and I start to put away 6 months' reserves. That's what I would do. Danny, you were in a funk before, and you mentioned that your kids in the ice chest was a turning point for you. Yes, it was. What did you specifically for the 12 months after that experience? Yeah, Dave, I went back to basics. I'll tell you exactly what I did. I told my wife, babe, you're not going to see me for the next 4 months. She goes, good, get the hell out of here. And I went and worked 7 days a week for 4 months in a row. And I went back to what I knew how to do, which was, it wasn't even all that luxurious. I didn't even go back to listings. I really didn't. To be perfectly honest with you, I went back and I worked with buyers, the lowest hanging fruit possible. Because I was in such a mental fuck in my mind, I knew I just needed to feel good about myself. People, I couldn't even afford rent. We couldn't even afford our own place. Like, I know now you follow me on Instagram and stuff. I show you our home and our property. It's on over an acre. It's a beautiful property. Yeah, just not too long ago, I literally couldn't afford a gallon of milk or rent. Nick, you were right there. Nick was literally right there when Claudia was 9 months pregnant and got her car repossessed. That wasn't too long ago. So when you're in a mental funk like that, you got to, again, be honest with yourself. That's the problem nowadays. Human beings hate being honest with themselves. They don't like the truth. The truth was I was in a mental funk. So I couldn't expect myself to go out and do videos. I couldn't expect myself to go out and take listings. I needed to go after the lowest hanging fruit, which at that time were first-time home buyers. And so I went out for 6 months, people, and I am not fibbing at all. I closed 28 deals in 6 months. I think it was even 30 deals in 6 months. Working 7 days a week. I made enough money to pay everybody back. I got us our place. And then I took a deep breath. And I asked myself, all right, now I'm out of the funk. What do I want to do? And that's what led me to this path. But I would have never been here today if I wasn't honest with myself and just, you know, be brutally honest. Mentally, I wasn't strong enough to do anything but go after the lowest hanging fruit. Danny, what do you recommend for lenders in this market to best partner with agents like yourself and your team? Nick, you're not partnering with myself and my team because we got a pretty strong relationship, unless you want to go talk to the relationships that we have. But if you want to talk to people, other top people, you got to get in front of them. You got to perfect your skills. You got to perfect your value proposition. You got to get much, much, much stronger at understanding what your value proposition is. And then you got to keep dripping on them and dripping on them and dripping on them and dripping on them and dripping on them relentlessly. You got to be forefront of their mind so that when they're ready to make a switch, guess what? Boom, they call on you. Anything else? I'll do these fast. I have a schedule. I've Arturo, you're one of my clients. Just message me. You're welcome. Thanks, Danny. Thanks, Danny. Thanks, Danny. Yep, you got it. You got it. You got it. We're good. Hey friends, relentlessevent.com. I know you're getting a lot from this, but 3 days with myself and everybody. Go check that event out. We got a new website coming up next week. Thanks again. If you brought any value or if you found any value from the show, please share it with some friends who might need this type of advice, this type of energy, just to kind of get them re-going, all right? We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.